Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Centrist and pro-European Union candidate Emmanuel Macron was elected French president Sunday with just over 66% of the vote to far-right anti-EU candidate Marine Le Pen's 34%. Mr. Macron thanked his supporters and said he wants to be president for all the people of France. Le Pen told supporters her National Front Party will remain the main opposition to Mr. Macron. Hutchins Institute French analyst Benjamin Haddad in Paris tells VOA the election represents a transition in French politics.
I think what this election has shown, both for Mr. Macron and Madame Le Pen in the second round, is that the French want new faces. They want change. The two parties that have governed France for the last 40 years, the Republicans and the Socialists on the right and left, have completely collapsed in this election. The Republicans are right third, the Socialists are right fifth.
Mr. Macron now faces an immediate challenge to implement his plans and try to secure a majority in next month's parliamentary election. In Nigeria, Boko Haram militants have released 82 schoolgirls they kidnapped in 2014. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari met with the girls on Sunday after they had been examined for any health issues. UN officials have stressed that the Chibok girls are not Boko Haram's only victims. The militants have seized at least 2,000 other girls and boys since 2014. Somali government says a regional leader of the insurgency Al-Shabaab has killed in a raid by Somali forces. Lower Shabelle leader Mualin Osman Abdi Badil and three of his associates were killed. The raid comes as a U.S. military serviceman was killed while supporting Somali forces. This is VOA News. North Korea says it has detained a fourth U.S. citizen, accusing him of committing hostile acts. Kim Hok-song was taken into custody Saturday. He had been on the staff of Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, the only privately funded university in North Korea. He is the second faculty member there to be detained in as many months. Analyst Sun-Yung Lee of Tufts University says the latest detention calls into question the viability of the school.
This tendency to detain American citizens and now two people who have been working for Proust, that raises questions about North Korea's future financial and educational gains to be had from this joint venture.
Last month, Pyongyang detained Kim Song-dok, a Pyongyang University acting accounting professor, on similar charges. Leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan has been killed. It happened in a joint raid in eastern Nangarhar province. Dozens of Afghan and American special forces killed Sheikh Abdul Hasib, along with his 35 fighters, in a combined operation against an IS cave and tunnel complex. Other high-ranking IS leaders also were said to have been killed in that operation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has discussed a policy change by the terror group Hamas that has appeared to soften the stance on Israel. While dropping its long-standing call for Israel's destruction, it still rejects the Jewish state's right to exist. Mr. Netanyahu's reaction came in a social media video.
It says every inch of our land belongs to the Palestinians. It says there is no acceptable solution other than to remove Israel. So why does Hamas say there's a consensus for a smaller Palestinian state now? In order to destroy Israel later. They want to use their state to destroy our state.
Mr. Netanyahu was then seen to crumple the document and toss it into a wastebasket. Hamas, an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, has fought three wars with Israel since 2007. In economic news, China's overseas shipments were up in April amid recovering global demand and as the threat of a trade war with the U.S. dissipated. International Monetary Fund boosted its estimate of global growth this year, brightening the outlook for external demand. Still, both China's exports and imports missed economist estimates, adding to recent evidence that Beijing's growth may be pulling back after a strong first quarter. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.